The Rolly Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. An army flyer, returning to his Australian base after a patrol flight, smiled as an orderly handed him a package just arrived from home. His smile broadened into a happy grin as he removed the wrappings and discovered a carton of Rolly cigarettes. They were factory fresh, too, because Rollies afford extra protection with a brand new, highly protective, moisture-proof wrap, exclusive with the makers of Rolly cigarettes. Here at home in America, millions enjoy Rollies every day. Enjoy their richness, smoothness, mildness. Enjoy saving the valuable premium coupons. The pack with the coupon on the back, Rolly Cigarettes. We bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's brilliant young comedian, a gentleman who, if you read this month's American Home magazine, needs no further introduction, the star of our Rolly show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman?
Hello, Red. Say, what's new on the sponsor? Are you still entertaining him?
Yeah, we sure had fun last week. You know, the hunting season's on. So I took him way up in the woods on a hunting trip with Fibber McGee. Boy, what cooperation. There was Fibber smoking Rolly cigarettes and me wiping my gun down with Johnson's wax. I was kind of hoping Bob Hope would have gone along so I could brush my teeth.
Does Mr. Rolly like to go on hikes, Red?
Oh, sure, he loves it. After the first 20 miles, he started to get awful heavy, so I made him walk.
You really roughed it, huh, Red?
Oh, you should have seen us, Truman. We camped out overnight, and it was really dark and lonesome, too. And right in the middle of the night, a great big grizzly bear came over and started licking the sponsor's hand.
What happened?
Oh, he just laughed. He says, "Please, Red, I picked up your option. Go to sleep."
Howdy, Mrs. Skelton. I stopped in to return your shotgun.
Well, thanks a lot, sir. Wonderful. Say, how was your hunting trip? Any luck?
Yes, sir. Say, do you like roast venison?
Yes, sir.
Well, come on over for supper. We got boiled game warden.
Say, you know, Wonderful, I'm not sure, but I think Mr. Rolly kept taking pot shots at me.
Well, weren't you sure?
No, he kept telling me those little holes in my hat were for moths. Say, maybe he wasn't taking pot shots at me.
I took a shot at a pot once.
You did, Ozzy?
Yeah, but I missed her.
You know, Mr. Skelton, Mr. Rolly sure is some cook to take on a hunting trip, ain't he?
Yeah, he cooked something for us to eat, Brad.
Oh, he did? What was it, Red?
Don't ask me. What was it, Wonderful?
I don't know, but I think he's got the answer to the rubber shortage.
Hello, Red.
Well, hello, Harriet. We were just talking about our hunting trip.
Say, Red, I've always wondered why hunters always wear those little red caps on their head.
Oh, that's easy. Do you see my left ear?
Nope.
That's why.
Say, Red, while you were there, did you covey for quail?
What?
I say, did you covey for quail?
Look, Truman, we were up in the woods, not strolling along Hollywood Boulevard. You know, the sponsor brought along something, a little bottle for snake bites.
You did, huh? Did it work?
I don't know. We couldn't find any snakes to bite.
What else happened, Red?
Well, everything was all right until Mr. Rolly sent out his decoys for duck. You know?
Oh, how many did he have?
One. After 3 hours, I sunk. Say, you know, those ducks are pretty smart.
How do you mean, Red?
Well, a sky rider came along and wrote root beer in the sky. And one duck kept following him and changing it to 7-Up.
Tell me, Red, how many ducks did you bag?
None. I fired 18 times at one duck, and finally he turned around and he says, "Hey, cut it out, will you? I feel a draft." Say, wonderful. What happened to you on your trip, huh?
Well, I had a very unfortunate experience with a little black animal with a white stripe down its back.
Oh, skunk.
Oh, come now, Mr. Skelton. That's not the right attitude.
No, no. The animal is called a skunk. You know, there's something I'd like to know. Why do they call a skunk a skunk?
Did you ever smell one? What else could they call it?
I beg your pardon, mister. Is this the lost and found?
You're in the right place, sister. What did you leave around?
I left my heart at the stage door canteen. I left it there with a handsome marine. I kept on serving donuts and coffee piping hot. He kept on eating donuts. Gosh, he ate a lot. And then I noticed him looking my way. And I could tell he had something to say. He gave my hand a gentle squeeze and said,
"Could I have some more donuts, please?"
Oh, that wonderful night at the stage door canteen. Private Butch McHugh from 10th Avenue was returning to camp one day. While on leave, he had lost his hat. And here's what he had to say.
I left my hat at the stage door canteen. I parked it there with a movie siren. I used to go to Roseland and pay a dime a dance. Here I had fun for nothing with movie stars and debutantes. I guess the glamour was too much for me. But it was worth every hour of KP. If I could have just one more chance, I'd gladly lose my shirt and vest for some fun night at the stage door canteen.
That was Harriet Hilliard sung by Ozzie Nelson and Roche O'Day. Now that the football season is in full swing, we go behind the scene and look in on the people who make football what it is. First, we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's taking Daisy June to the game.
Well, here I am.
On my way to the football game, boy, am I tired. I voted 22 times today. I don't know who I voted for, but they can't say he stole the election. Brother, he paid for every vote, cash. Well, sure is a long walk to Daisy June's house and gets longer every day. I got a girl in Kalamazoo. A, B, C, do, 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 do. I gotta go back to school so I can finish that song.
Why, hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy.
Are you ready to go to the football game? Everybody will be yelling for me, you know. Better hurry. Here, I brung you something.
Oh, Clem, a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Turtleneck?
Mine does. Does yours?
Say, Clem, as long as you're knitting in your spare time, why don't you knit something for the boys in the service?
Well, they made me stop. I got a letter from the War Department, and my socks have crippled 3 divisions.
Say, did you vote today?
Yeah, I looked all over the ballot for Roosevelt's name, but it wasn't there.
Well, he wasn't running today.
He wasn't? How'd that happen? Well, shall we get going to the football game? Well, boy, really nice
time. Sam, what are you doing? Hopping on a pogo stick?
No, I ain't got no pogo stick. I made a mistake this morning.
A mistake?
Yeah, I put both feet in the same shoe.
Oh, Clem, look. Here's that tree where we carved our initials on, remember?
Yeah, how could I forget it? It took me 2 weeks to get the bark out of my teeth.
Clem. You know, it's real nice of you to take me to the football game.
No, it is.
Give me a kiss.
No, that's kid stuff.
Oh, come on, give me a kiss.
No, that's kid stuff.
But here's a kiss anyway.
Hey, them kids have fun, don't they?
I'm so proud of you, Clem. I didn't even know you knew how to play football.
Sure, I played 4 years at Vassar.
Vassar's a girls' school.
Girls? I thought they said a school for squirrels. Boy, I played rough, too. What scrimmages? What scrimmages?
Is football a hard game?
You know, I should say, you see my cauliflower ear?
Well, that's nothing. A lot of people got cauliflower ears.
Creamed?
I sure would have liked to seen you play football.
Yeah, boy, I was really good. Boy, I was the best football player Harvard ever had.
You played for Harvard?
Nope, Yale.
Well, you don't look like a Yale man to me.
Oh, no, you see that hole in my head?
Yep.
Well, someday I'm going to have a key made for it. Well, let's hurry, Daisy June. I'm the most needed man at this game today.
Well, Clem, if you're going to play football, you better take off that baseball cap.
I ain't wearing a baseball cap. That's why my mother cuts my hair. Well, here we are at the football stadium. Boy, a lot of people here, ain't there?
Howdy, Miss Daisy June. You taking your dog for a walk?
I ain't no dog. Hey, if you weren't such a little guy, I'd pin your ears back.
Don't let my size bother you, Clem. Go ahead and pin my ears back. I dare you.
And I dare you too, Clem.
Just my luck, I ain't got no pins on me.
What are you doing here anyway, Clem?
What am I doing here?
Well, Clem says he's going to be the most important man at this game today.
Yes. Are you in good shape?
Sure am, boy. Just look at my chest.
Very nice. Now put it on and let's see how it looks.
Oh, piddle-paddle poodle. I ain't got no time to talk to you. I gotta go in the locker room, DJ. I'll be right back, though.
Yeah, Clem, there you are. You're late. Get your uniform. Okay. Well, men, today's a big day for the big kill. Mm-hmm. I want you to get in there and give them all you got, see?
Okay.
Looks like a tough mob out
there. Yeah, it does.
But let them know you're in the stadium. Now get on out there.
All right, though. Well, how do I look in my uniform, Daisy June?
Why, Clem, I thought you said you was going to be important at the game today.
Well, ain't I? Hot dog, peanut, popcorn.
Thank you. my favorite number. How I love Rose O'Day.
Oh, well, thank you, Red. Say, do you know who's got the best fullback on the Pacific Coast?
Sure, Lana Turner.
No, don't be silly, Red. I want you to come over to Abercrombie Normal and hear the coach of this team give a pep talk to his men.
Yeah, many's the day I've spent at good old Abnormal.
Now, the coach is in the dressing room talking to the men now. Listen.
Now, look here, Galinsky. And you too, Markeski. When you took out Dombrowski, you acted as relaxed as if you were smoking and enjoying the mellow goodness of a Raleigh cigarette.
Yeah, made from the more golden ski tobacco.
As for you, Smith, you gotta call your signal smoothly. As smooth as the choicer tobaccos that go into Raleigh's. Why do you think we have 31 men on the team anyway?
Well, I just figured you couldn't count.
Not at all. It takes 31 different tobaccos to make Raleigh's perfect blend for unequaled smoothness and richness. And why were you so slow on that end run?
Well, you forget he was carrying the heavy coupon on his back.
Well, you see, Coach, while the quarterback was calling the signals, I was thinking about the cash dividend I could get in exchange for my Raleigh coupon.
Yeah, that should have been good for a long game, because Raleigh coupons may be redeemed for 0.75 cents each. A mighty neat cash return. And while that's an attractive value, take your coach's advice and redeem your Raleigh coupons for the equivalent in war stamps. In addition, there are dozens and dozens of handsome, gift-worthy premiums that can be yours in exchange for Raleigh coupons.
Second half, Coach.
All right, man, let's get them. Galinsky, you get that in.
And I'll get the tackle in the first play.
And I'll get that cute little blonde in the first row.
And everybody get the pack with the coupon on the back. Raleigh cigarettes.
Then we have a lady and her little boy. He wants to play football with a gang in the vacant lot, but he isn't big enough. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid. Who else could slam a door like that?
Did you wipe the mud off your feet before you came in?
No, but right afterward.
Goodness, what happened to you? Hmm? You're covered with mud from head to foot.
Sure, I've been playing football.
Football?
Yeah. Yeah, boy, now there is a game that fits me with a personality.
Oh, darling, you're too little to play football.
No, I ain't. That's how I got in.
What do you mean?
I went to football.
What?
You know something? Them goalposts is higher than you think.
Well, Junior, I hope your teeth are all right.
Oh, sure, my teeth are all right. I got them right here in this paper bag.
Oh, now how will you eat, I wonder?
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll gum me with a way around.
Well, this should teach you that you're not big enough to play football.
Well, I stopped them from playing.
Oh, now, how could you stop those big boys from playing football?
I stuck an ice pick in the ball. Boy, you ought to hear that thing pop. You almost blew me with a brain down.
Well, now you go wash up. Come
okay,
on.
Okay. Oh, boy, I am going to wipe me face. I will wipe. Oh, look, Mummy bought a new vase. I wonder if it would bounce like a football. I will throw it up against the wall and see. No, I won't need her. It might break. The mummy would have to stoop over and sweep it up. It might hurt her back. And I won't do that. I'll throw it out the window instead.
Junior, what did you break?
Meow, meow.
Oh, that darn cat will put us in the poorhouse yet.
It always worked, you know. Hey, speaking of cats, I wonder where the kitty is. Here, kitty. Well, here comes little Fatty now. Hey, how would you like to play football, Not being a cat, I don't know if that means yes or no. Here now, come here. I got you pretty tailed. Don't try to get away. Come here. Well, come here. What's the matter? Don't you want your tail back? Come on, you and me is buddy. We're going to play football now. I will call signals. Now, you get between me legs here. Come on. Now, when I say six, you're going to fly through the air like a football. Here you go. Don't argue with me, shut up. 9, 22, 27, 6,
I... Let go of the rug. Let go of the rug.
Oh, now you're going to get it. You tore that rug. You wait till Mummy catches...
What's going on in here?
Hey, look, Mum, to catch a jitterbug, a rug cutter.
Oh, dear, and that's the new rug that Grandma hooked, too.
Oh, that's okay. Maybe Pop can swipe another one for you. Hey, Mummy, are you going to the big football game today?
Well, I'm going, but you're not.
Oh, no, you take me to the game or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you got 100 gallons of gasoline stashed in the bathtub.
I have not.
Oh, no. I think I will go up and light a match in the bathroom.
No, you'll blow us to bits. That does it. Now you'll get it.
Ooh, you hit me. You hit me. You broke my little geranium. You broke my little geranium.
I did not. There's nothing the matter with your cranium.
Oh, no. Listen while I shake my head. It's okay now. My eyes are back in focus again. Here, kitty, come on.
Now,
here,
Junior,
kitty.
I don't want you playing with that cat anymore.
Why not?
Well, he might scratch you and lose a claw or something.
Yeah.
Now, hurry up and get dressed, and I'll take you to the game.
Okay, I will hurry. Oh, boy, I'm going to football. Well, here I am.
Ready so soon?
Sure.
Did you wash your face?
Sure. Don't you see how shiny it is?
Yes, it is strangely shiny.
Yeah, boy, that glow coat works like a charm, doesn't it?
Glow coat?
Sure, and I don't have to wash my face no more. Just dust it off.
Well, hurry up now, because we haven't much time.
Okay.
Now, Junior, you stay right here with me.
Okay.
Oh, now, where are the tickets?
Oh, boy.
Oh, here they are. The seats are in the very last row.
Here, leave me hold them.
Well, all right, but be careful now.
Boy, the football game is going.
Tickets, please. What row are your tickets in, Sonny?
They're lost.
Oh, no, Junior, you mean they're last.
You want to bet?
Oh, sometimes I wish...
Don't.
Oh, here they are on the ground. Now, come on, Junior, hurry up, will
you? Okay, well, I'm walking as fast as I can. Gee, I'm walking faster now than a soldier with a six-hour pat. Boy, where are we going anyhow? Boy, we never get to the top, will we? Boy, I'm getting dizzy. I think I'm going to black out.
Oh, stop acting so silly. We're not so high as all that.
We ain't, huh? A P-38 just passed us. Underneath. Well, now that we're here, what do we do now?
Why, watch the game.
Oh, watch the game. Oh, boy, look at them termites down there with the little red hats on.
Junior, those are the players in their football blankets.
Oh, they are?
Now, where are our seats?
Oh, boy, let's hurry. I want
to
see this.
Oh, dear, there seems to be somebody sitting in mine.
Hey, mister, get up. Get up out of here. You're taking me mummy's seat.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do about it, half pint?
Now, he ought to know better than that. I will take this safety pin out of me widow pants.
Junior!
Don't you hit me.
Oh. There's the kickoff.
The what?
Plusky just kicked off.
Oh, what a shame. He looked like a nice guy, too. Didn't he? Hey, Mummy, I was hungry. I want a hot dog.
Now, you should have thought of that when we were downstairs.
I did, but I want to wait until a more inconvenient time. Look, I want a hot dog. I was hungry, Mummy. Me little stomach just sent up a message. Hurry and bite something quick.
Well, here's a dime. Now, walk down those stairs and you'll be under the grandstand.
Okay.
You've got a hot dog there.
All right. Here I go to get me a hot dog. A hot dog. If anybody's got any place to go, now's your chance. You're going to take me quite a long time to get down there. Well, here I is, all alone here. Hold on to your hat, folks. You know what I mean. Oh, look what I found in me ham, a little bean shooter. And there is 1,000 targets. Praise the Lord and pass the ambulance. Oh, boy. I got something. Oh, what's the noise? What's the noise? Something going on out on the field. I'll run out and take a look. Oh, look, a guy running for a touchdown. I think I stick my little foot out. If I do, he gets a tripping. I do it. Here he comes, boy. He's on the 10, the 20, the 30, and here he goes.
Why did you trip me?
Well,
Why did you trip me on the 30-yard line?
That president's orders.
The president's orders?
Yep. Can't go over 35, you know.
Fellas, did you vote today?
Pipe smokers, cast your vote for Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco on its service record. Satisfaction in smoking and war effort. For Sir Walter Raleigh has given its tin to win, enlisting valuable metal for active service. Now you get all the goodness of Sir Walter Raleigh's better blend of extra choice Burleys in a brand new service uniform. Same familiar orange and black design, but free of metal. And, of course, you get the same mild, mellow, nut-like richness of Sir Walter Raleigh. Its pleasing, fragrant aroma. Now, as ever before, it's the quality pipe tobacco of America. Tonight, try Sir Walter Raleigh. Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzy Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Meanwhile, listen to the Tommy Dorsey Show tomorrow night over most of these same stations. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. Oh, by the way, if any of you have anything to do with football games, auction off the ball during the half for war bonds. Goodbye now, and again, thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This program has been broadcast to the armed forces overseas and has come to you from Hollywood.
This is Buddy Twist reporting from Hollywood with the latest election returns. In the far west, it's still too early to indicate any trends. The polls closed just about an hour ago. Oregon expects to return Republican Senator McNary to Washington. Of the three contests for governor in the far west, the California race between Governor Olson, Democrat, and Attorney General Earl Warren has the major part of the spotlight. The state's preparation for civilian defense has been a key issue. Rivaling the governor's race for interest is the so-called hot cargo issue. In waterfront and agricultural strikes, unions have refused to handle hot cargo coming from a struck plant and have boycotted stores selling these goods. The proposed law, which by now has been voted in or out of existence, would forbid this practice. With the actual counting now in progress, it looks as if at least 60 and possibly 70% of the registered voters have expressed opinions where X marks the spot. In California, at latest reports, 50 precincts out of 5,367 in Los Angeles County gave 1,857 votes for Governor Olson as against 1,821 for Attorney General Warren in the race for governor. Returns from Sacramento give Warren a slight lead and enough to give him the statewide lead. In Wyoming, a few precincts have given the Republican candidates early leads, but reports are too small to indicate any swing. The same is true in New Mexico senatorial race, where the Democratic candidate is leading by a small margin on very incomplete returns. In Montana, the Democratic aspirant for senatorship leads his Republican opponent by a few votes with only scattered precincts reporting. On the basis of available figures, Republican senatorial candidates lead everywhere in congested districts except in Illinois, Delaware, and parts of New England. Republicans are leading in all six congressional races in Kansas. They're leading in 9 out of 11 races in Indiana. This election roundup has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.